contrary, the code of conduct and chivalry of those who guard this beloved land with so noble an ideal arouses a sense of pride and yet of humility. It is an expression of the ethics of the American soldier. Duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words build courage when courage seems to fail. To regain faith when there seems to be little cause for faith. To create hope when hope becomes forlorn. The soldier, above all of the people, prays for peace, for he must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war. Duty, honor, country. The unbeliever will say they are but words, but a slogan, but a flamboyant phrase. Every demagogue, every cynic, every hypocrite will try to downgrade them even to the extent of mockery and ridicule. The code which those words perpetuate embraces the highest moral law and will stand the test of any ethics or philosophies ever promulgated for the uplift of mankind. Campfire on 100 battlefields, I listen vainly, but with thirsty ear for the witching melody of faint bugles blowing reveille, of far drums beating the long roll. I listen the story of the American man-at-arms. His name and fame are the birthright of every American citizen. In his youth and strength, his love and loyalty, he gave all that mortality can give. A long gray line has never failed us. Were you to do so, a million ghosts in olive drab, in brown khaki, in blue and gray would rise from their white crosses, thundering those magic words, duty, honor, country.